Finally, a couple of more observations on immigration. The arguments in Congress, on editorial pages, at many online sites, and in the streets again come Monday, come down to a single question. Who are we in the United States of America? But who are we has so many different answers. A nation of laws. We are a nation of laws. That's a favorite of political leaders. An immigrant nation. You hear that a lot. Certainly almost every family now in this country came from somewhere else. A lot of them didn't have visas or invitations. Mine didn't. The immigration debate, the demonstrations, are about how we define ourselves and the people closest to us, which in every family is usually both the most interesting subject and the most difficult. Writing in Slate magazine this week, editor Jacob Weisberg calls the immigration debate in Congress now a battle of bad ideas. It's better to just do nothing, he says. This is often the best thing for families. Do nothing, and in a couple of years, most problems sort themselves out. But having started this national discussion, it's not so easy to let it go. The Senate may be leaving town this afternoon, but it feels as though a lot of other people are not yet ready to leave the table. There's more to be said and maybe done. And as tempting as it is to do nothing, there are people suffering and dying in ways that are not good for any of us. Those demonstrations on Monday, we don't know how many people will come out, but members of Congress will be home, not at the Capitol. They'll be able to hear the arguments again in their communities. Then they can come back to work in a couple of weeks and try to decide what to do.